Praise the Lord. I'm glad for that touch, aren't you? I'm glad I'm not like I used to be. Glad I'm not like I'm going to be. Thank the Lord for that. Brother Jay, if you'll come on, we'll receive an evening tithe and offering. Will you ask the blessing over the offering, please? As far as announcements, let's remember our prayer Tuesday evening. Remember our midweek service. Be much in prayer for it. The wedding on the 19th. Remember it. And so let's remember all these. If I'm next weekend is Mother's Day. Wow, it's a coming quick, isn't it? So remember all these announcements. And VBS will be coming up in not a whole lot of weeks till VBS, the second week in June. So remember this. Any other announcements? Anything I forgot? Any graduates, give Sister Donna any information about any graduates that we may have. And Brother J.M. read the prayer list this morning, or just a little bit ago, this evening in the prayer room. So, but we'll take any spoken that you may have. Which one's she at? Sister Christy tomorrow. Those are hard on her. Let's pray for her like we did last time. Because she said that was it was one of the hard ones and it went well. So let's pray hard for her this evening and then tomorrow. Remember the lost. How many's got someone on your heart? It never ceases to amaze me how much God loves people and how much He's concerned about our lost and touches our hearts. And so I thank the Lord for it. Joe Hicks is on our prayer list, but Joe and B. Hicks really needs our prayers. He's got cancer and it's in his, I think it's the spine. I know it's his back, but I went and seen him the other day and he's in a lot of pain. And they're good folks. I've done a lot of cutting up with Joe. He's a good fella. And so why don't you pray for this family? Amen. Remember Branson. He's a cute little fella. What's it? Chase Ambrose. This be all that will. Let's come and gather around the altar this evening. All that'll come, let a request be made known. Brother JD, would you lead us as we pray?
Thank you for all the mercy and grace. Father, we're so thankful tonight that God, we valley, you'll heal, and we may be heading our own way. Father, we pray for each one tonight. And God, we pray about this message. I pray you illuminate my thinking. Lord, that this touch me, open my mind, my intellect. Lord, that I pray and ask you, Father, for your touch. God, we just ask you tonight that you would move among us. We pray for the moving of the power of God. Lord, we pray, Father, for this. Pray for the singing and everything that be done. But Lord, we just ask you to have your way. Lord, we pray for every request that's been mentioned, every unspoken, and everyone's got an unsaved loved one. And Lord, we just pray now, Father, in Jesus' name, and ask you, Lord, to look down upon these requests. And Father, that all this list that we have and all the ones in the prayer box, and Lord, we pray, God, that you look down upon them out of here from heaven, Lord, and that you would remember these. God, that you'd bring them to repentance. And Father, pray for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit to be so strong. And Father, we ask you, Lord, for your touch. We ask you, Lord, for your help, your leadership. And Father, we pray for the direction of this church, guidance. Father, that you'd lead us exactly where you'd have us to be. Father, we pray, Father, for all of the revivals that's going on and all the preachers that's preaching them. Lord, we just pray about them, pray about ours. Lord, we pray about this 60th anniversary. God, we just ask you, Lord, to move the minister and bless according to your perfect will. Have your wonderful way in their lives. Lord, forgive us. Lift up the United States to you. Pray for the president. Pray, Lord, what else is going on around the world. You know what needs to be done. Far greater, and I know what to ask, but God, I pray for your intervention. I pray you'd lead our leaders, God, give them wisdom they need. And Father, these that's more concerned about stirring up strife and trouble and bringing trouble to our leaders, God, I pray you'd just separate some of them. Lord, send them back home. Lord, put some people in their positions that's more concerned about our nation. And Lord, we pray, God, you give some new offices. And Lord, that you just help our nation. And God, that we'd go in the right way. We'd go in the way that you'd have us to go. And Father, bless America and help us, Father. And God, we just pray and ask you for your leadership. We pray for your touch, your help, all of your many wonderful blessings in life. Lord, you'd help us and guide us, Father.
Thank you.
have Jesus, we have everything that we need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Thank you. Amen. Just before the message, Sister Connie is going to come and share one with us. So, Sister Connie, you come on.
Get that frog. My cup has overflowed.
Aren't you glad of that? That's a true song, isn't it? Praise the Lord. This, I think that was one of the cases where the songwriter got outdone of how they sing it. I think she sung that better than Michael Combs sings it. I really believe that. Good job. I appreciate it so much. Does anyone have anything on your heart this evening? Amen. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn with me this evening to Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. And this is a... Brother J.M. gave me some books of his dad, Park Whitson. I went through some of them books the other day, and I was looking, and it helped me on the message I was preparing, and I run across the outline of a message. And the Lord has struck on my heart, and probably the message that I'm going to use tonight may be older than I am. I don't know. The old paper's worn out. He typed them out, and I'm going to share with you. I know I won't do it justice, but I'm going to share with the outline, and it'll be different. I'll change it. It won't be exactly, but a message from Park Whitson that he did years and years and years ago. Just a tremendous message. And if you would, stand with me. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. In Philippians 4 and verse 7, the Bible says, And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. And oh, Lord, I just ask you to use this message tonight. And Father, that you've stirred me with it. And God, I just pray you'll use it to be a blessing. God, that you'll move upon hearts. And you challenge us, Lord, to seek you greater and seek after you with our whole heart. And Lord, that ever more than ever that we'll seek you and your peace and your rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I really wanted to preach a message tonight out of the book of Acts, and every time I tried to work on it, I couldn't get anywhere. So then I settled. I felt like the Lord would have me to come here. But the Bible here says that the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet. And then she returned into the ark. And I like, and I seen exactly when I was in here, what exactly where Brother Park was going and the thoughts that he was having in Isaiah 55 and 6. The Bible says, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near. And seeking the Lord and calling upon him. See, people today and back then and today now was searching for something. People's longing and looking, and just like that dove, are looking for that rest. They're looking for some kind of satisfaction in their lives, and they're longing for something. Amen. I tell you, I was longing for something and tried everything until I nailed it down. And when I got it nailed down, I seen what I was looking for. See, God put a man in the stage of perfectness in the Garden of Eden. Man was established and put in perfection. There was nothing. He wanted nothing. He had everything that he ever would need, and everything was right at the palm of his hands. And man sinned looking for something a little better, striving to look for something that was a little better than what he had. He had everything.
And he looked and it cost him everything. Boy, if we're not careful tonight, that we'll look for something and we'll long for something and we'll cast our eyes on something and it'll cost us what we already have. And from that time, man's not been able to find rest. He's seeking to and fro and going here and yonder and looking for that rest, looking for that peace. And I'm here to tell you tonight that it'll never be found. You find it in Jesus Christ. Anything outside of His will, anything outside of His laws and commandments, we will not find the peace of God that passes all understanding. What happens is man goes to the wrong source for this peace and rest. Well, I'm glad the rest is in Jesus Christ. I'm glad that I found the peace in Him, Brother Jim. I'm so glad tonight that the only peace that you'll ever find, it'll be through a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, rich men worry about their riches. They lay awake at night worrying about how they're going to make the next dollar. I heard Rockefeller was interviewed years ago and someone asked him, said, "How much is enough?" And he said, "Just a little bit more." Rich folks worried about their money. King Solomon was the wisest man and had all the money, had men singers, women singers, had everything in the world that he wanted. And he wrote in there, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. All is useless. All is worthless. Every dime in the world is useless without the peace of God and without the rest that comes through Him." Amen. The businessman worries over his next business deal. The poor man worries over his poverty. The world today is worrying about so many things and so much is going on and there's so much scandal going on everywhere you go and everywhere you look, and this one's pointing at this and that and's blaming this one, and everything is going awry. And we're worried about everything. But the peace comes through Jesus. And some things that some are seeking. Now there's a big phenomena going around the world today, and it's health, wealth, and prosperity. People's looking for prosperity and possessions. And they've got some that's telling you, well, if you've got a lot of money and you've got a nice home and you've got a big car and you've got a good job and God's blessing you. And God is blessing us. All blessings come from above, and I'm not saying that they're not, but I'm saying just because that I'm faring well don't mean I'm faring well with my spiritual life. I can be the richest man and be lost as a ball in high weeds and as miserable as the man that don't have a dime, or more miserable. People's looking for houses and lands. The bankers lay awake at night how they could possess more and still not satisfied. People's longing and wanting more. Wants more clothing, wants more cars, wants more land, wants more homes, wants more money, wants more in the IRA, want more, 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 and that's where we are today, isn't it? But still not satisfied. Some's gone out to seek pleasure. We drive by the golf course every morning, Sunday morning, as we come to church. And this morning, one of the girls, I can't remember exactly how they said it, but they said, they're playing golf today. Pleasure seekers. I bet you the lakes are full. If they're up, The golf courses is full. Everything's full. The pleasure seekers, the bars are full. I'll bet you they're really reeking and going strong tonight. People looking for something, looking for drink to drown their sorrows. And then when they get drunk and commit worse sins than they was already committing. But you know what? You wake up in the morning with a worse headache, feeling worse than you was, and the problems are still there, aren't they? In this area, we are known for the capital of opioid addiction. If I'm not mistaken, I heard that the highest rate of babies being born addicted to drugs is right here in our area. Folks are looking for the wrong thing. Just like that dove that couldn't find rest. People gambles. I don't know about you, but I get aggravated sometimes standing in line. I buy my gas out the pump if I can at all possible. While people's buying their lottery tickets and wanting to scratch them off and see if they spent 20 to win a dollar. That's a lie of the devil that's sucked America right in. Amen. I worked with a man. And if he'd have saved every dime that he had ever spent on those lottery tickets, he'd probably be set pretty good right now. The boy that rode with him said he spent $40 every week. You count that up by 52. That'd be a pretty good savings account in a few years, wouldn't it? Folks go after adultery and think the next girlfriend, the next boyfriend, the next adulterous affair or whatever it would be is what it takes that's going to get me going the way I ought to go. All's vanity. And boy, if you really want to see a show, just go to a ball game. We've went to more ball games here lately. We've helped take the girls. They're playing two different ways. And we're trying to see my nephew that he's playing his last year. And I tell you, Brother J.M., I'd like to see the people in church get as fired up as they get at them ball games. Amen. When they hit a ball and don't even know which way to run. And the parents go wild. And if they got up and walked the aisle and come and got saved, I wonder if they'd throw anywhere close a bit of a fit as they do when they hit that ball. Amen? We're getting a pleasure. We're putting a rest and wanting to look at somewhere in the wrong place. And we're still not satisfied. Folks are seeking power. Nations war against nation. Looking for that power. Individuals looking for power over others. Peace talks. And the Bible says that for when they shall say in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. We'll never have peace till the Prince of Peace comes back. The only peace we'll ever have is through Jesus Christ. And that's when the peace that passes all understanding, that we'll get to enjoy it. Seeking the Lord, the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. And she returned to the ark. See, the dove is typical of a man seeking for rest everywhere except in Jesus. That's typical of what man is tonight, and I believe that with my whole heart. And he's searching. He's left the best that he ever had to offer, the best that was ever given to man, the best that'll ever be, and looking for something else. Wandering. And the ark is typical of Jesus. Till that dove turned around and went back to the ark, she couldn't find no place to rest. And when she made it back, see, there's no rest or no peace without Jesus. And you may say tonight, and you may say, preacher, we're all saved. We're all on our way to heaven. Why are you preaching such a message like this? I don't know. That's the Lord. He's the one that wouldn't let me alone till I preached it. But how much turmoil, how many problems, and how much do we go through in our life? That's because we're not putting all of our faith and all of our trust in seeking Jesus with our whole heart. I mean, even Christians, we look out of the bounds of the church. We look out of the bounds of Jesus Christ, and we try to fulfill our own desires. We try to fulfill our own lusts. We try to do things on our own. Yeah, we may be saved, but how much pain are we causing ourselves? See, there's no rest. Oh, the agony. Eating of a gnashing, of a worm, of a conscience. How many of us fights with our conscience because of things we do or with things we don't do? We let things undone. And what we do when we give place to the devil every bit, we have then opened the door for him to accuse us. We've then opened the door for him to all week long. We mess up one little bit and we'll hear it over and over. Yeah, look, you're some Christian. Some Christian you are. Look, a Christian would never said that. A Christian would have never done that. You're just as lost as the guy that works next to you. You ain't no Christian. Then we get to believing it. And then we've lost our confidence in where we stand in the Lord. And when we lose our confidence, we lose our witness. Because if I'm condemning, standing there being condemned and condemning myself, I'm not going to share the gospel with Brother Jim. Because I'll bet you, guarantee you, if I ask this question along here, everybody raise your hand, I'd rather be lost than a hypocrite. Most of us would raise your hand. That was one of the big things before I ever come to the Lord, was, Lord, when I come, the last thing I want to be is a hypocrite. See, the time and the way to seek him. Seek the Lord while he may be found, the Bible says. While he's searching for you. Isaiah 55:7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he'll have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Aren't you glad of that tonight? He'll abundantly pardon. I'm so thankful for that pardon. I don't know about you, but I've had to go back many times. I nailed it down, but I've still had to go back. Lord, it's me again. I've messed up again. I've not had the right attitude again. I've had the wrong thoughts again. I've done this again. I've done that again. See, he's here tonight longing for us to come on back and trust him 100%. Totally trust him is what he wants. That's when we'll find rest. That's when we'll find peace. Revelation 22:17 says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The Bible also says, and the way to seek him is Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Aren't you glad of that tonight? His burden's light. The peace that he can give. The rest. How many of us really, and don't raise your hands, but really has the rest? Can you lay your head on the pillow at night and everything's okay and you don't have to worry about a thing and you can ease right off, as Preacher Cutshaw used to say, into sleepy time? Did you ever hear him say that, J.D.? Or is there that nagging? That problem that keeps coming up. It may be out of your control. It may be a problem and an issue that you had nothing to do with, but still torments a life out of you. Some of the things that's tormented me worse that I didn't have no control over, I didn't do it. It was way out yonder in left field. But guess who tortured and drugged with it every night? Amen. If there's where we are tonight, that he's rest that we can come to, and a peace that passes all understanding. The Bible said in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they may be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad of that tonight? I'm so glad that he's there. I'm so glad that when I've got a problem and a trouble, he's there already waiting for me. He's already got it figured out. All I got to do is just go to him and let him share with me what it's going to take to straighten it out. And as I close tonight, I want to close with, are you looking for that peace? Is there something that's really nagging? Is there something that's stuck in your craw, might say? And like I say, it may be of not even our own doing. But we're paying the price. We're the ones suffering for it. And maybe the ones that's causing all the pain and the strife in our lives hasn't a clue that even what's going on. I've just got a feeling that they several of us can amen right there tonight. There's a peace tonight. Jesus said, come, whosoever will. Come tonight. Will you come? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day, and thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Father, I'm so thankful for the many blessings of life, and God, that how wonderful you are, and Lord, you have moved upon us, and Lord, I thank you for this message as written many years ago. How relevant it is to the day. God, I'm so thankful that the one that sat at night and typed these words down is enjoying the glories of heaven today and resting from his labors. God, I pray one day I'll get to be right there beside him. Now, Lord, we need some rest in our labors here on earth. And Father, that as I've looked around tonight, I've seen that we're not the only family that has these. And Lord, I pray you'll stir and touch our hearts tonight and give us the rest and the peace that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Will you come tonight? Will you come? Will you come and let the Lord give you some peace? Something maybe you've struggled with long enough, and it's time to let him have it. Will you come?